This time out reminds us it's time to visit Woody's Automotive Group and get wowed. Welcome back to Camdenton High School, Laker Gymnasium, Chillicothe Hornets leading the Parkview Vikings 25-22. Chillicothe's ball to start the second half, playing the basketball goal to the right. Original starting five in for both teams. Hornets lead it by three. Hayward crosses the timeline, gives it to Graves. Right side, McKitty, three ball off the rim. Nice rebound boxed out by Brown after McKitty missed the three ball. Baseline left, Chapman, three ball. That one off the rim, also no good. Offensive rebound, but tipped it right into Snyder's hands after Chapman had his second missed tray. Down court in a hurry to Brandon Lamp. They're getting Lamp involved in the offense, and he lays it up for his second bucket, and it's a five-point lead. That equals the biggest lead for Chillicothe. They led by five early in the game with a first 5-0 run. Outside the paint, Cunningham kicks it out. Around the horn we go. Circle left, Chapman. Baseline now to Satterfield. Brown steps inside the arc, gives it back to Satterfield on the baseline. Nothing inside. Trying to get it inside, and Graves doing a nice job of denying the ball to Cunningham, their big man. Top of the key, three ball off the rim, doesn't fall for Satterfield. He's 0 for 3, rebound Chillicothe. McKitty down court in a hurry, gives it right wing. Snyder, Hayward, right wing, off the rim, didn't get that three ball to fall. That's Hayward's first shot. He's been in a supporting role, passing role, assist role, rebounding role. 27-22, Chillicothe by 5, 6:45 left in the third. Free throw line, they give it over right side, three ball for Brown. That one misses everything. And I missed the call because it was underneath where I can't see, and they're discussing it. I got some hey, hey, hey out of some Chillicothe fans. And they're calling a foul on Cade Snyder, and I honestly was out of my view. Couldn't see, so I won't comment. Chapman to Brown on the baseline, dish inside. And I believe whatever that call is, it's a makeup call. I just believe that is a makeup call. Charging call, so everything balances out in the end. Charging call, we'll see who they call that. Well, that's a big one. That's a third one on Satterfield, who leads their team with 9 points, so he's going to have to be a little more careful. He's a good player, a 6'4 senior post player, forward. Graves, high post, gives it to Hayward, kicks it back out to Graves. Graves back in, nice spin move and drops it in. Oh, that was a thing of beauty. Oh, Walker Graves with a beautiful spin move. Chillicothe's biggest lead now by 7, 29-22. McKitty sneaks up, picks the pocket of Brown. McKitty racing down court. Fast break isn't there. Goes it to Lamp. Left wing. Free throw line jumper. Graves off the rim. Ball careens back into his hands. Graves 4 of 6. Layup by Snyder, partially blocked by Cunningham, who's the last one to cross the timeline. Brown waits for him to get down court. Right side, Bolenbach up top to the point guard, or actually the shooting guard, Chapman. Chapman drives inside, leaves it for Cunningham. They harass him. He has to kick it back out. Good defense by Chillicothe. They really stepped up their defensive pressure. Bolenbach thought about a three, instead goes inside. They kick it out baseline right to Satterfield, the old outside-inside game. And, oh, there's a nice little pass into Cunningham, who a spin move. And the bucket. Timeout on the court, 29-24. Chillicothe by 5, 5:12 left in the third on KCHI. Coming out of the timeout, nice spin move for Snyder. Can't finish it off. Gets his own rebound. That's going to be over the back. I saw it from over here as the rebound boxed out by Satterfield and caused Snyder not only to miss the initial shot, he is 0 for 4 after going 15 of 17 Thursday night, kind of balancing out 0 for 4. And he picks up his third foul, so he's going to be a little careful. We'll see whether Coach Kuhl sticks with him for now. Each team has a player with three fouls. Jones is in there right now. Ben Jones. Jones, McKitty, Hayward, Lamp, and Graves. And there's a turnover, traveling call on Parkview. 29-24, Chillicothe with the ball and a five-point lead midway through the third quarter. They kick it out to Lamp on the baseline. Not ready for a three ball. They go around the horn to McKitty. Circle left. Lamp back to McKitty. Up top, Graves. Thinks about a three-pointer. Instead, dribbles. So someone come up and get the ball. Close to a five-second call. Give it up. There we go. Good job, Brandon Lamp, breaking open to get the ball close to a five-second call. Got away with it. McKitty, circle left, lobs it into Jones, and over Jones' hands and out of bounds. Turnover, Chillicothe. And Cunningham returns, a 6'6 beast. Cunningham returns in to the game for Parkview. So their original starting five back in the ball game now. Up top, JT Brown goes to Cunningham with the high post. Kick it out to Chapman. McKitty trying for the steal. Shot doesn't fall. Rebound picked up by Mason Hayward. After the shot didn't fall for Parkview. This McKinney's a sneaky one. He likes to sneak up and just pick your pocket. He's pretty good at it, too. Didn't get away with it that time. Ian Smith set to check in. Hayward stops, double clutches, can't get the shot to fall from the low post left. And JT Brown will get two looks at the line. Which one of the two players, either McKitty or Graves? Both were in there, both had contact. Third team foul, second one on Walker Graves. Graves with two, Snyder with three, McKitty with two. At the line, first one is in for Brown. The perfect free throw shooting continues for Parkview. Parkview has three on Satterfield, two on Bolenbach, and the big man Cunningham. 29-25, four-point game. 3:16 left in the third. This could make it three if he's successful, and that's what we got. Boy, this is a good free throw shooting team. They are perfect at the line. Several have been at the line. Now here's a full court press, broken with a pass down court to McKitty. McKitty tries to feed the low bounce pass to the hole to Willard. Tipped out of bounds, kicked out of bounds by Parkview. Smith, Jones, Lamp, Willard, and McKitty. Goes into Smith, and Smith one-hands it up and in. Ian Smith, the big man, steps up and delivers his first bucket tonight, and it's a nice one from the paint. 3:04 left to play third quarter, 31-26. Chillicothe leading Springfield Parkview. Right side feed into the big man Cunningham working against Smith. Ian got a hand up there. Cunningham with a miss. Chillicothe, Ben Jones the rebound. McKitty a little out of control. He was trying to keep his balance. Several bodies collide, and when all is said and done, they say out of bounds. Oh, off Chapman. Could have gone either way. Everyone's fine. It just McKitty was rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, trying to get his feet, you know, when you're trying to keep from falling, and it was something that would be worthy of watching again if possible. I mean that with most sincere flattery. I would have fallen on my face, you know, after the first step. McKitty did a great job of keeping the ball in play, and Chillicothe still gets it. Smith tips it out to Lamp. Lamp hands it to Willard, right wing. 31-26, Chillicothe by five, 2:26 left in the third. Gets it to Jones. Timeout, a little juggly-jew there with the basketball by a couple of players, so we take a timeout and settle it down. Chillicothe by five, 2:23 left in the third on KCHI. Hornets back to action. Willard over to McKitty. Right side to Marshall. Dish inside to Graves. Kicks it out to Lamp. Lamp on the baseline. Leans in. Gets it to fall. Nice job by Brandon Lamp. Get a little shoulder fake around the defender and get his third bucket. Backed up to a seven-point lead. 33-26. Hornets 2:03 left in the third. Brown backs it back out between the circles. Willard sticks right with him. Great defense by Jack Willard. Underneath Cunningham. Gets a couple of three steps. No call. Dishes it up. Gives it up, gets it back. Graves hacks him. Someone else hacked him. Graves goes down, help him up. We'll see who this hacking call will be on. Pushing, hacking, whatever. And so now Graves going to have to be careful with his third. Three on Snyder, three on Graves. Fourth team foul. Just one team foul on Parkview. Parkview perfect at the line. Cunningham jinxed him. That's what I was going for. After making 10 in a row, they missed their 11th. Chillicothe missed 9 in a row before making their 10th. But yet, Chillicothe still leads at 33-26. Got a box out for the rebound. Marshall and Smith down to the low post. There is no rebound as Cunningham makes one out of two. He's got 9. Satterfield with 9. Haven't heard from him at all this second half. And it's a 6-point Chillicothe lead. Lamp across the timeline. Tries then successfully. He's about to step out of bounds, a little out of control, so it did the old jump, throw it off the opponent's leg and out of bounds, and it worked. The old schoolyard trick. And this will bring big Trey Lee into the game. The 6'5 senior has kind of an offensive tackle build. I don't know if he plays football. He's got the size for it, that's for sure. Willard goes to Lamp on the right wing. Give back to Willard in the corner. Cross court to Lamp. Marshall inside the arc. Won't shoot from that far out. Hayward will, top of the key. Yes, yes, yes. Bada boom. Mason Hayward, his first bucket tonight. 9-point lead. Biggest lead of the game for Chillicothe now. Leading the mid-size Class 5 Springfield Parkview Vikings. In the corner, that's Bolenbach. Traveling call on Parkview. Parkview coming a little rattled now, it looks like. Wow, that Trey Lee is a... Now, he's a man. He's 6'5". I bet he goes 280. And it's pretty solid 280, too, as well. Pass down court by Willard. Tipped out of bounds down court by a hustling Cunningham. Pass back into Willard, across the timeline. Marshall, baseline right, Adler. Puts it on the floor once, gives it out to Willard, saves it and goes back to Marshall. Adler Marshall, low post, kick out to Willard. Skips it up top to Brandon Lamp. Lamp stops from 10 in the paint, counted. Brandon Lamp stops, pops, and drops. An 11-point lead for Chillicothe, 36 seconds left, a strong third quarter for the Hornets so far. And they are milking the clock down. Brown, I've never understood when you're trailing like this, and it's a third quarter, you milk it down from 30 to 10. Go for the bucket, then try for the steal. I don't know. You got a chance. It's enough time for a bucket, a steal, and another bucket. You're behind. But I'm not a coach. Of course, I'm also not an official, but I like to pretend I am one sometimes. Cunningham, nothing inside. 3-ball for Brown. Air ball, stick back at the buzzer for Trey Lee. After Brown missed the three, Lee popped in the garbage. And that makes it a 9-point game. We are at the end of the third quarter. Chillicothe 38 and Parkview 29. We're back in 60 on KCHI.